exceptions, and that's consistent with what we saw from the UK this week with a study using the Pfizer vaccine showed that fully vaccinated people were extremely protected from severe illness, and there was a 96% efficacy in preventing hospitalization. Pretty darn good. So fully vaccinated people should not be worried about Delta right now. It's the unvaccinated who don't have natural immunity. This is a time to get vaccinated.
Well, there you have it. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens here locally if the Southern Nevada Health District decides to get tough on masks, take a step back, if you will, on a mask mandate. Stay where you are. Coming up, why is a tank of gas cost so damn much money? Prices are up 31% just since the beginning of the year. Yeah. This is getting serious, and it's costing all of us money. I call it the Biden gas tax. You don't see it, but it impacts your bottom line. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Care Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Worries about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and its impact on the economy sent stocks reeling today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 725 points and the S&P 500 down 1.6%. Senior market analyst Edward Moya says investors are worried about the increasing amount of COVID-19 cases.
There is this fear that the Delta variant and other variants are posing a greater risk to the global economic recovery.
Shares of airlines, cruise lines, hotels, and almost anything else related to travel tumbled on growing concerns about highly contagious variants of the coronavirus. Shares of United, American, Delta, and Southwest all fell Monday. So did cruise line stocks, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The hotel sector fell too, as did shares of Airbnb. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson's under fire from a coalition of leftist groups hoping to capture his seat for Democrats in 2022.
Senator Johnson has yet to say whether he'll run for a third term next year, but that's not stopping a coalition of leftist groups from devoting some $800,000 to an ad campaign blasting Johnson's conservative positions. He's attacked for saying the January 6th Capitol riot was mostly peaceful, blaming a small group of agitators for escalating the violence. The ad used the slogan, "Country above party," yet its sponsors include hard left and Democrat groups. Johnson continues to enjoy strong support from his GOP colleagues in the Senate and former President Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
In an announcement broadcast on Canada's CTV, Canadian Health Minister Patty Haidu says they'll start letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada.
On August 9th, a number of important changes at the border will come into effect to allow fully vaccinated United States citizens and permanent residents who are currently residing in the United States to enter Canada for non-essential purposes.
And this is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Southern Nevada Health District is recommending that masks be worn inside crowded indoor spaces whether or not you're fully vaccinated. The recommendation comes as COVID-19 rates continue to increase in Southern Nevada and the federal government has classified Clark County as a sustained hotspot. Is the return to a mask mandate far behind here in the Silver State? We'll keep you posted on that. Orange cone alerts, a number of lane closures, and the freeway shutdowns will impact the drive on the 515 this week. Some people call it the 95 as well. The closures are part of that $40 million viaduct rehab project. It's happening in and around downtown Las Vegas on the 515/95. The project is aimed at extending the life between the Interstate 15 Spaghetti Bowl and Eastern Avenue, the freeway there. Portions are up to 60 years old. Work on the project will go on 6 days a week in an area where some 183,000 vehicles pass daily. The project is expected to be completed in December of 2022. Also, we're connected with the HOV lane use will affect overnight traffic on Interstate 15 on the Strip between Spring Mountain and Flamingo.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, we're getting slow flows on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Tenaya, your bumper-to-bumper. 215 eastbound at Gibson. Those lane restrictions we were talking about begin at Eastern there on the 515 westbound. And bumper-to-bumper congestion through the Spaghetti Bowl on the other side, 515 westbound at the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. If you haven't noticed, gasoline prices are continuing to rise. Not just a little bit, a lot. I saw a number the week or so ago that gas prices are up 31%. Just since the first of the year. Why is it happening? Why is it that gas prices here are different than they are in Southern California, which are different than in Kansas? Let's check in with Jay Hakes. He is an energy expert and the author of Energy Crisis, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s, and he joins us. Jay, thanks for taking some time with us.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Explain what is going on right now. The last time I saw it, it was up 31% since January. What is going on with gas prices around the country? And if you know anything about what's going on here in Nevada, they're going up here like crazy.
Yes, your number is correct. Another way of looking at it is gasoline prices are up about a dollar from where they were a year ago.
Wow.
The average right now is $3.13 a gallon. I live in New Orleans. So I pay about $2.70. I suspect you're paying more than that.
We're paying $3.70. I paid $3.70 this morning.
Yeah, so you're paying a dollar more than I am. So there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a big advantage if you're close to a big oil pipeline. There's an advantage if you're close to a refinery or oil production, and some of those price differences I think are exaggerated right now because there's a problem in the trucking industry. They're having a hard time getting drivers. If you are in an area where they truck the gasoline for much distance, you're going to feel more of a price shock than other people.
I remember in the 70s, and we always talked about OPEC, and that OPEC was the reason our gas prices went up, and we had scarcity, and we had all kinds of things. Explain what OPEC A means. What is it, and how does it impact how much we pay at the pump?
Okay, its influence has diminished a bit, but it's still out there and a factor. It's a group of what's now 13 nations. It was originally founded in 1960 with five nations. And it's a cartel. Originally, their idea was to kick out the private oil companies and take over oil production in their country, which they did basically in the 1970s. And they still operate as a cartel and often limit their production to keep prices high. And now they have allied with Russia, so it's a little bit more powerful, although they have a lot of their internal politics that they have to deal with. So we don't import much oil from OPEC anymore directly, certainly not as much as we did 13 years ago. But it's a world market for oil. You know, oil can travel by tanker. So they still have a big impact on world prices, and what they did over the weekend actually will probably end up being good news. After COVID hit and just destroyed demand for oil, they cut their production by 10 million barrels. Now, person wouldn't necessarily know what 10 million barrels is, but that's much greater than the impact in the 1970s, which I just wrote about. At the time, there was nobody buying gasoline because they weren't flying, they weren't driving. And now OPEC is starting to restore their production, and it's taken them a little bit longer to do it than I would have predicted, but they're doing it. So they've now committed, they've put back about 4 million, and they're going to add 400,000 barrels a day. So, not a day, a month. So the supply side of it is starting to ease up a little bit. A week or two ago, people were really getting worried that OPEC was going to be back in the driver's seat again.
But now it looks like it may not be as bad as we first expected?
Well, the price of oil plunged over the weekend, crude oil I'm talking about. You know, the price at the pump it's based on a lot of different factors. And one is, what is the refiner paying for the crude oil that comes out of the ground? And so over the weekend, the crude oil price kind of tanked. And that we can talk about why that was. But it's going to take, you know, in the coming weeks, I don't think we're going to be seeing prices at the pump going up, and they might even ease off a little bit. But it depends on how much people are traveling. That's how much demand there is. Depends on how much the Texas producers come back and get back to where they were. You know, it's a complex market.
Does it matter? We were told during the Trump administration that essentially we had become energy independent. Is that exactly true? And if it is, are we less energy independent today than we were during the Trump years?
That's basically true, with a minor caveat. But back in 2007, which is about when I wrote an earlier book called The Declaration of American Independence, we were importing, net imports of oil were 60%. Now they're down to basically zero. So that was a trend that continued over George W. Bush, over Obama, and over Trump. And it's basically good for the economy. It's good for our national security. But we are still part of a world market. If they're not producing, Europeans are going to come over and bid up the price of the oil that here. We allow it to be exported. So we're part of a world market, but we certainly are in a much stronger position than we were. And I'm very happy that that's the case.
Let me just ask you, because a lot of people are afraid that with the closing down of the Keystone XL pipeline, fracking and different things that this administration seems to want to end, that it's going to be different. Will it be different under the Biden administration? Will this dependence on foreign oil go up, back up, I should say, in the coming months and years?
I think it's too early to say, but I would say we're probably in pretty good shape. The Keystone pipeline has, in my mind, has been exaggerated by the environmentalists in terms of its impact on climate change, but I think it's also been exaggerated in terms of the impact it has on oil markets. I mean, it's actually to import oil from Canada. So, but it's, you know, if it doesn't come by the pipeline, it can come by train. You know, pipeline's probably the best way for it to come. So far, there's been no cut in fracking, although the methane rule on methane emissions will have some effect on fracking. But that occurs on private lands. It's not regulated by the federal government as much as federal lands are. Now, the big issue, which you didn't mention, and I think we need to keep an eye on Biden, is he has put a pause on leasing of oil on federal lands, which basically affects the Gulf of Mexico. In my mind, there's not a big problem with a pause because there's plenty of leases that are out there that the companies have. They're still getting permits from the federal government. They're still drilling. They're still producing. So that hasn't had any effect yet. Now, if that pause gets extended and becomes a ban or a pause that lasts a couple of years, I will join in the criticism and say that's not a good idea. I think if we're going to produce, be consuming oil in our cars, I'd much rather have it come from the United States. But so far, I don't see any real threat to American production other than just the economics of energy. The Texas producers got clobbered last year when the prices went down. Some of them were highly leveraged with a lot of large loans and went bankrupt. So it's in the national interest that drilling in Texas, which is where most of it is, gets back on track. And we'll have to monitor that. But I feel pretty confident that we're not heading back up into some big dependence on foreign oil.
Again, Jay Hakes joining us, energy expert, author of The Energy Crisis, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s. You've been studying government. You've been close to the Clinton administration, the Obama administration. What steps can the Biden administration take? Is there something that government can do to steady the price surge that we're witnessing now?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that we've got a strategic petroleum reserve in Louisiana that has a lot of oil in it, a lot of crude oil. And that was painfully acquired. The legislation was passed under Gerald Ford. The facility was built under Jimmy Carter, and most of the oil was put in the reserve under President Reagan. And we rarely have to use it, but OPEC knows we have it. So this recent spike, as big as it was, prices were still pretty much lower than they were, say, 7 years ago when we had another spike, bigger spike. So it wasn't really a time to draw on that strategic petroleum reserve, but OPEC knew we had it. Knows we have it. So that's another factor besides the revival of American production, which I think caught almost everybody by surprise how large it was. We have prepared for the future by having this reserve. So, yeah, I mean, if prices had kept going up, you know, instead of going up to $75 a barrel, they're now below 70. But say it gone up to 90 or 100, I think some consideration would have been given to using the strategic petroleum reserve. That's the major lever that the president has to try to affect gasoline prices.
So what should Americans prepare to pay for the remainder of 2021? What kind of, are we going to see $4 gasoline? Are we going to see $5 gasoline? Is this thing going to keep going up, or is it going to subside?
Well, if you're in California, they're already paying well over $4. So I guess what I would say is that what you're paying now is probably going to be pretty close to what you're paying for the summer. And the reason we don't know for sure is the stock market today seems to believe that there might be a cutback on travel. The transportation stocks and entertainment stocks took a hit. If that happens, the price will go down. But if it's roaring and production slow, then it might go up a little. If it goes down, it's not necessarily going to make us all happy, because if it goes down because people aren't driving anymore, that's not a good thing for places like where I live in New Orleans, or for places where you live like Las Vegas, because we want people to travel. So, But I think if you look at most of the organizations that do these projections, and I've been doing it myself for decades, I think if you look at where we are now, that's kind of where we are going to be. And it's a little bit of a damper on travel. Getting a rental car is a damper on travel. There's still things that the system is working out. But if we can, truck drivers don't grow on trees. They have to be highly licensed and whatever. If we can get the truck drivers back at work and whatever, I think we might even see it's probably more likely that they're going to go down a little bit than they're going to keep going up.
Again, energy expert and author of Energy Crisis, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s, Jay Hakes joining us. Is there a common thread through all these years dating back to Nixon and right into Biden today? Are there common threads that impact the price of a gallon of gasoline?
Well, it's a combination of how much people are driving and how much people are producing. I think when you look at politicians, I go back to one of my favorite quotes. I listened to all the Nixon tapes where he talked about energy. And one time he was having a discussion with John Ehrlichman, and Ehrlichman says, this energy crisis may hit us. And it did, like about 8 months later. And Nixon said, well, people aren't going to complain unless their air conditioning goes off. And Ehrlichman said, yeah, you're never going to get a thank you for a problem you prevent. So for politicians, energy is a little bit difficult, because a lot of times you have to act in advance of the problem to help solve the problem. And this strategic petroleum reserve that I mentioned earlier is a classic example. There's not much incentive for a politician to build the strategic petroleum reserve, because it's probably not going to be needed while they're president. But fortunately, Ford, Carter, and Reagan had the foresight to do that, and we've all benefited from it. So, I think it's out there. The other thing I would say is technology. I love the study of the technology and now you know the drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, they go down in the water well below 5,000 feet, and it takes more technology than flying to Mars takes. So one reason that we're not paying even more for gasoline is we've become more skilled at finding it. It's not near the surface anymore. And then you have to watch the technology of the automobiles. Automobiles over the years have become more fuel efficient. Back when they passed the law in 1975, the average efficiency of a car was 13 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Well, we do a lot better than that today, and we get the car accelerates faster and has all sorts of doodads on it. So, you know, in the coming years, we're probably heading toward increasing the electrification of the vehicles. And that's going to cause all the people that produce oil are going to have to say, well, are we going to invest in more oil or are we going to phase out? Tough question. So that's worth monitoring, you know, battery technology, all these things. I was been a car nut since I was a kid, so it's fun to sort of follow all this, what's happening in transportation. But, you know, from a president's standpoint, what you want to do is let the private market do as much as it can, and then when there are issues of environmental protection and in terms of national security, there's a role for government policy. But you also don't want to have the government come in and screw it up. We did that in the 70s when we put in price controls on gasoline, and the government took over the distribution of oil. This was back when Nixon was president. That was not a good idea.
Wow.
It took a shortage that was a problem to begin with and made it worse.
AJ, unfortunately, we're running short on time. If folks want to find the book, how do they go about doing that?
The easiest thing is probably Amazon. You know, they just cut the price. So my name is JayHakes, or if you just type in the word energy crises in the plural, CRISES, it'll come right up.
That is great. Jay, thanks so much for your expertise. I appreciate it. Good luck with the book. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Jay Hakes, the author of Energy Crisis, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar.